tonight. Come on.
Приходь до нас. Come on, voices.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our show. This is Come On Voices Radio from Radio Korax. Today you will hear the radio program that we have produced on March 8th when Flintar radio makers came together to create a full day of feminist content. And today's show is therefore not live, but a rebroadcast of our March 8th program. In this episode, we explored feminism around the world from our own perspectives, discussing different forms and definitions of feminism through our diverse and colorful viewpoints. After the show, you will also hear a short trilingual poem called The Journey of Our Voices, written by our lovely colleague Lana. You will also hear some of our collected music. Have fun with the show, and we will be back next Thursday.
Am 8. März auf die Straße, aber auch das Radio an. Mehrsprachiges feministisches Programm. Wir möchten uns verbünden, Pläne schmieden, streiken, lachen, abkotzen und analysieren. Von 12 bis 22 Uhr. Bei Radio Korax, Radio Frei, Radio Unerhört, Radio Lora, beim Freien Radio Kassel, beim Freien Radio für Stuttgart, bei Radio Flora und im Livestream. Fui destinada a ser una guerrera, en el jaguar está la fiera de piel canela, cuando el beat suena, represento México hasta Sudamérica. Oye, oye.
No hay excusa para cubrir al que abusa. Aquí llegó pa' molestarte esta intrusa. Todas las que mataste hoy son mi musa. Yo voy a aclararte esas ideas confusamente obtusas. ¿Qué importa si llevaba escote o blusa? El problema no es la ropa que usa. Que no eres el culpable, que yo soy una ilusa. Culpable es todo aquel que no acusa. Complicidad se llama este juego. Ya dejemos de hacernos los ciegos. Vamos, cabrón, que yo no valgo tu ego. Vamos, que aquí nos están prendiendo fuego. Si se fue de casa, ni una menos. Si se puso minifalda, ni una menos. Si se pintó los labios, ni una menos. Ni una menos, ni una menos, ni una menos. Si baila reggaetón, ni una menos. Si te dejó por otro, ni una menos. Si vuelve tarde a casa, ni una menos. Ni una menos, ni una menos, ni una menos. Abajo, menea con esa pollera de tajo. Ponte si quieres una tanga debajo. Haz con tu cuerpo lo que quieras, que carajos. Vamos, mujer, baila hasta abajo. Menea con esa pollera de tajo. Ponte si quieres una tanga debajo. Haz con tu cuerpo lo que quieras, que carajos. Si se fue de casa, ni una menos. Si se puso minifalda, ni una menos. Si se pintó los labios, ni una menos. Ni una menos, ni una menos, ni una menos. Si baila reggaetón, ni una menos. Si te dejo por otro, ni una menos. Si vuelve tarde a casa, ni una menos. Ni una menos, ni una menos, ni una menos. Ni una menos, 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 cabrón, ni una menos.
Assalamu alaikum.
Bonjour.
Привет. Приходь на нас.
Come on, voices.
Hi, we Common Voices warmly invite you to spend the next hour and a half with us. We would like to talk about, guess what, on March 8th, about feminism. And we are trying to explore feminism from our own perspectives, in our own words. We have many girls here. Hi. How many of us? Okay, girls, and we will like today to talk about different cultures of feminism and about feminism in different cultures, because every of us is from different country, and it's interesting to know how feminism works in different parts of our planet. So, girls, I would like to ask you first question. Today we have March 8th, and in every country people celebrate or not celebrate this day. But how about you, about your countries? I would ask who is ready to answer.
أول شيء هي عم ترحب فينا. إحنا حاليا في ساعة بس للحديث عن النسوية في الثقافات المختلفة. وهي عم تسأل إنه كيف أنت بتسمي هذا اليوم في ثقافتك، وهل في مسميات أخرى؟ وهي حتسأل كل الصبايا، بس إنه كمان فيكي أنت تبدأي. أول شيء شو اسمك؟
أول شيء مرحبا بالجميع، وأني كلش فخورة اليوم بيناتكم، وأهني النساء جميع أنحاء العالم، وأقول 8 مارس على الجميع مبارك. أتمنى كل النساء يكون مثل هسه أشوفهم اللي قدامي أقوياء. وأني اسمي لانا من العراق، أني كردية ولغتي الأم هي كردية، بس أعرف أحكي عربي وشوية دويش أعرف، بس مو كثير. وشكرا على الريم، هي متواجدة وياي تترجم لي.
So Lana introduced herself and told congratulations to all the strong Flinta who's fighting around the world. Her name is Lana, and she's from Iraq. She's Kurdish, and she understands Arabic and speak a little bit German. So she thanks, thank you all for the invitation, for her being here.
Hi, girls, and I would like to repeat the question. What we are talking about the celebrating of 8th March. Do you celebrate in Iraq this day?
هل أنت عم تحتفلي بالثامن من شهر مارس في العراق؟
أكيد طبعا احتفالنا إحنا غير بأكثر المنظمات، لو النساء بالدوائر لو فد مكان عام هم يعرفون أكثر شيء. وبالنسبة إلي خاصة لا، ما احتفلنا بال 8 مارس يوم النساء العالمي مع الأسف، بس أنا من يمي كل مرة كنت أكتب له مقال على النساء، لو أكتب فشي حتى لو يكون بسيط أفرح نفسي وأفرح النساء اللي أعرفهم.
It's different in my country. It's rarely being celebrated. Maybe sometimes in public spaces you will find some gatherings. But for me personally, I don't celebrate that. I didn't know how. But my way of sharing my solidarity with all the female around the world, or in my who speak in my own language, is to write an article. With that, I express my feminism, and I can celebrate that and share my feelings with the others.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And girls, what about you? Who will continue?
Okay.
Jay. Jay.
Complicated because once it's celebrated because of the birthday of a religious figure, a Muslim religious figure, and the past years, 8th of March become something much bigger than that, and women started to celebrate the International Day instead of the day that has been chosen after the Islamic Republic took over. Yeah, and that itself is also like willing for the women of Iran to be like in solidarity and come together with the other women from around the globe. So that's why they started to celebrate March 8th as well. And it went from getting flowers and sweets to no, fuck that. No. It became really fightful the past years especially, and I wish I knew how it was this year, but we are having more than 4 days of internet blackout, so I don't know what women are going through and if they're celebrating it or just in the fight mode.
Yeah, I think in Iran this day had a special meaning nowadays.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Jay, for sharing this with us. I cannot imagine how it has to be, this feeling of fighting and still of not having the freedom to do what you want to do and to dream and the space to plan ahead and think about utopian societies where perhaps the gender injustice is overcome once and for all. Thank you so much. I am from Latin America. I'm from a really small country, El Salvador. That is, it was known for a long, long time for banned criminality, and now is known as the new Guantanamo because Trump is sending every political prisoner there. So I think one of the things that joins us in a day like today, as women, as migranting or migrant women in Germany, is this feeling of Schmerz, this pain. And one thing I learned the past weeks in preparation to the 8th of March is that the strong feminist movement in Latin America has a really accurate concept to describe this feeling of community in pain. And it's not sorority, but dolority, dolor, like from the Spanish word of pain. And I think this is something to think about in a day as today. I am just overwhelmed today with emotion. And these emotions are in all the spectrum, happiness, but also sorrow for the women that are still fighting. And I think in El Salvador, in the specific case of my country, it has been a really conservative society where women have kept fighting. I didn't know we had the first Latin American candidate for presidential elections in 1930 called Prudencia Ayala. And we also have a fight that is going on for feminism, for better health for women, for better pay for women. So it's a little bit both. It's happy and it's sad.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I'm happy. Thank you for the invitation to talk here with you and to share our perspectives and to share our ideas, because mainly I think it's exactly the place where we find the common ground. And well, I come from Ecuador. I think everyone knows what the Ecuador is, so it's in South America. And in Ecuador, of course, like there is a celebration of 8th of March, coming back to your question. And you have to, I think about that, and I think about the different ways we can call this a celebration. And one is from a conservative point of view, it is still celebrated. My WhatsApp is right now filled with messages like Happy Women's Day, happy, and mainly from women, mainly from friends groups, which is nice. But we have also, I think about celebration also in this, how it's, for example, named here, like Feministische Kampftag, celebrating political action and taking the open spaces and the public spaces to take your voice outside. And that is also happening in Ecuador. Ecuador has gone through a lot of changes. Ecuador is known mainly now because of the 10-year time, also political movement from Rafael Correa, a link, leftist, the leftist from the socialist revolution in Latin America, and they. It's now some time that this party is not in power, and we had this drastic change to strong right political administration, which is accompanied with extreme violence because of the drugs cartels that have come to Ecuador. Ecuador is, for example, unites us, also Carmen and myself, is this experience that she had. She grew up with this violence through her. I grew up in violence also, but the drug related violence is another thing, and yeah, I think I will bring that to as a theme that we can talk about, and how this violence affects everything, how these forms of violence are like inherently patriarchal, and for example, in Ecuador now, it's a common thing that child are going to the gangs and become and hit people, which is incredibly sad, and I will think it as something that we can like take it as a theme that we can talk about today. Yeah.
Yes, of course. You know, in different countries we have any other definition of this date, but anyway, we celebrate it somehow. Somewhere it is forbidden, somewhere it is like taken as a women's day, like in Ukraine, for example. I would like to share you my perspective, my vision or like experience of this day before in previous years. For example, when my mom was young, it was a day of so-called women beauty, some spring day when men had to or should to give some flowers to women. But as my mom said yesterday, it was fun that the only memory from this day, many drunk men, like they have the day off, and the women are in the kitchen cooking, very tired, you know, every woman with the flowers, but very tired, and this very merry and drunk men. Okay, it was like joke, but now we have in Ukraine opposite movement, like against this traditional 8th March, and it is more about feminism, about Frauen right, okay, about women rights now, and fortunately we have some changes in this understanding of women's place in society and so on. Okay, so girls, are you a feminist? Like, can you call yourself a feminist? Lana, are you a feminist?
انتي بتسمي حالك نسوية وليه بتسمي حالك نسوية؟
أكيد هاي شيء مؤكد النسوية لأن إحنا اتولدنا بنية وبعدين كبرنا ونسوية وأكثر شيء لأن هو مثل تقول النسوية أكثر شيء منتشر بالعالم هي مقدس هي تنجب الأطفال وغير وغير ويجوا بعد والنسوية بالنسبة إلي كلش مقدس وأقدرها وأقدر أي نساء اللي أعرفهم واللي ما أعرفهم ودائما أحب النساء الأقوياء وأحب أشوفهم دائما فرحانين لأن أنا بكوني نسائية منا إحنا النساء اللي يتجوز يقولون عليها النسوان، إنما اللي ما متزوج يقولون هاي بنية بالعراق طبعا. ويبين كل عادات وتقاليد المجتمع يختلف عن البعض، والنساء يمنا أكثر شيء مظلومات. وأني أبد ما أحب هاي الشغلة، لأن أكثريتهم يحبون الأمان، يحبون يكون الحرية عندهم والرأي. وهسا متقدمين بعض الشغلات بس مو هاي الحرية اللي هم يريدون. المقدمين ببعض الشغلات هم يطلعون بالسوشيال ميديا لو يشتغلون شغل، بس على ناحية الأخرى دائما يهاجمون عليهم، المهاجمة يهاجمون عليها، متمردين عليهم، التنمر هواية عليهم. وأكثريتهم شلون يقدمون يريدون يشتغلون ما مرتاحين.
Answering the question, yes, definitely, I am a feminist. It's not my decision. I was born as a woman. I was raised as a woman. We are said or it's said that we are special. It's only because we can bring babies to the world. I admire strong women. It makes me happy to see them smile. You are not left alone, even if you grow up. Being single, it's not welcomed in my culture. We are treated hard in my culture, unfairly and equally, and I don't like that. They say you are free, and then you are not free even in your content and in social media. You will be attacked, you will be bullied, and you will be controlled.
وأكثر حاجة اللي ذكرت بي أنا بالنسبة لي ما شفت الحياة الحرية أكثر شيء، يعني ما أحكي أطلع من الحدود، لأن ما أقدر أحكي عن الغير. ولو شفت الهواية النساء مظلومات ببلدنا، وخاصة المدينة أنا اللي عشت بها، قليل الحريات، قليل يطلعون برا، وقليل منهم يقدرون يشتغلون بالحرية كاملة. ما في النساء من هناك يقدروها مثل يكون أنا مرة أقدر أشتغل، أنا أقدر أطلع. بس يمنا أكثر شيء النساء يبقون بالبيت يطبخون ويربون الجهال وما عندهم الرأي. أنتي بالنسبة إلي اللي أنا شفته وعشت بها 90% النساء ما عندهم الرأي، وهاي طبعا مع الأسف.
For me personally, I never seen freedom. I'd never experienced freedom, and I don't know how does that feel. Where I saw a lot of women who as well experience most of the time fear. We are made only to stay at home, to raise kids, and to continue doing that. This is like 90% of the women I have seen in my surroundings are not being able even to express their own opinion.
ولي هاي اللي أقدر أقول إن السوية بالنسبة لي شيء مقدس ما حد يقدر يوصفها بعالم. يعني النساء دائما أشوفهم من نظري هم أقوياء، هم كل شيء، بس مع الأسف دائما مظلومات بكل النواحي.
So, back to your question, if I'm a feminist, I see feminism as a special thing. I see them as a goddess, as a pure thing fighting for us all.
وبعد ما بعرف شنو السؤال الثاني تقولي لي عليه حتى أجاوب إني سويا. أي وهو أكثر شيء، بس ما أحب يكون حواري ممل أكثر شيء. شكرا.
Yeah, she said, I hope I answered all your questions. I don't know if there is another part of the question, but I love our setting here and talking about this topic, so thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Really, it's very much to think about, really, about Arabic world countries. Okay, we have one more guest, Mariam. joined us. Mariam, please tell us where are you from first? Then do you celebrate in your country this day, 8th March? And the second question was, are you a feminist actually? And what does it mean for you? Like in brief, and then we will go on.
Yeah, hello everybody, and thank you, Korax, for the invitation. Yeah, I'm Mariam Kone, and I'm a singer-songwriter from Mali in West Africa. In my country, we celebrate the 8th of March, but generally in the capital or in some big cities, but in many villages they don't know about 8th of March. So I can say that I'm a feminist in the sense that I'm at first a single mom, and in the country it's a bit difficult to live like that, like a woman living alone and with a kid, and because generally in the society you need to get married up 20, 22, 25. You are like somebody who they see differently. So and also in my compositions, I talk about women in the sense of their worth in the society. So people don't think about what they are through. And in my country, women are like when you get married, because marriage is the main thing they think about, like your place is in the house, you cook, you
clean,
you know, the main thing. And I'm not against cooking and cleaning, but you know, woman has many other roles which are not only cooking and not saying what they think. So I'm a feminist.
Thank you. I think we all not against cooking and cleaning, because these are basic things, actually. But we would like to do more things in our life. Jay, about you, about the Iranian woman, girl, are you a feminist?
Girl. Exactly, like it's almost impossible not to identify as a feminist, and especially coming from the Middle East and especially coming from Iran, growing up being confronted with so many disturbing stuff, including a lot of types of inequality in the society, disturbing physical aggression against women. There is no freedom of speech, expression, or religion that we face. Witnessing child marriage and forced marriage in a lot of different corners where people are just with each other and not really out there in the society, and people try to deny the fact that child marriage is still a thing. And also, like, witnessing the regime's forced hijab law that killed many, many of us throughout the years, including Jina Amini, which started a whole-ass revolution called Jinjian Azadi Movement. And now we have the cherry on top. There is a war going on, and we all know that women suffer the most when it comes to war. Men start it, and women just has to carry the weight of it. It's almost impossible to be a woman alone, but also coming from that region, it just lights and kind of a fire in your ass that you can't just put water on. So you have to get out there, be loud, join movements, and be a goddamn feminist. mic drop.
Yeah. So, the next.
Thank you for the question. It's like,
are you a feminist?
Okay. Yeah, sounds so superficial or banal, but it's a really existential question.
Yeah,
because you're talking about do you want to fight for life, right?
Question because, of survival. Actually, yeah,
Survival. Yeah, yeah. And I think in Latin America, for example, there is this big movement called Ni Una Menos, not one more or not one less, coming from all the feminicides that are happening across all countries. Or when you talk about child marriage in El Salvador, it's not child marriage happening, but we have, I think, the youngest mothers. So girls with 10 years having babies as the result of child abuse. And they're not married, but it's these structures that are so difficult to ignore. And I am a feminist because I cannot close my eyes. I cannot close my eyes on the suffering. And I think it's really important to talk about this because if we don't say it out loud, I am a feminist, then we won't recognize each other. So we can do political work, right? So I am happy to be a feminist.
Yes. Thank you, everyone who has spoken today. And I think, I mean, I was very moved by your words, Lana, today, as especially saying, I am a woman, so I am a feminist, because this is the condition that I came to the world with. And I was put in this social structure and became this, what we are now, and I'm living this oppression now. And I think it reflects a lot of what everyone has been saying here. And I cannot imagine what it is to want to be a feminist and to want to be a feminist knowing that it's dangerous for your life to be a feminist. Because what we're talking about with, like what Carmen is talking about, what I understand from Ecuador as well, is we know that this does feminist the political work that we're doing is because there is physical violence being brought to children, to women, to female children or women, small children, girls is the word, thank you, to girls, and to flinta persons in the countries where we come from. But we don't have to, because the state has not put the past the laws, making it crime to be flinta or to be a woman besides abortion laws, which we definitely have. It's another situation, and I cannot imagine what it is like to know that being a feminist means having to be afraid for your life. Yes.
Lana, please.
ملاحظة صغيرة على مود النسوية. دائما أني بعض مرات من النساء اللي أعرفهم لو مع بنات كنا دائما أسألهم ليش إحنا نتقبل الظلم، وثانيا النساء كلهم هم اللي ينجبون الولادة الذكر والمؤنث، وبعدين هاي الذكر من يكبر يصير عنصر على أمه، يصير عنصر على النسوان وينظلمهم. هاي السؤال أبداً لحد هسه ما أخذت الجواب، ليش ماكو أحد يقول أنت اتولدت من النساء وليش بعدين تظلم النسوان؟ شكراً.
Lana wanted to add the spontaneous reaction to topic femicide, that she has always a question that she finds it unfair, because what this violence is coming from, it's mostly about patriarchy, which is a male person who is burned by a woman, and it makes a big difference. And she always asks herself why we have created those monsters, or how did they become like that, and she always like questioned this question.
Yeah, it's super question. It's super question, actually.
I would like to say, to comment about that, because I am a mother of two sons, so it's an existential question that I ask myself every day, because you have to ask the feminist question, within education, within child education. Otherwise, we have lost. Because there's a saying in Latin American feminist, motherhood will only be if it is desired. So if you want to have these children and if you have the freedom to have a desired motherhood, then you have to be a feminist mother, because otherwise it's what you are saying. We cannot keep raising monsters. We cannot implementing these patriarchal structures, and we have to fight against the rites of passage of toxic masculinity, because that is the problem that we're facing right now.
Yeah, of course, all the talkings lead to this theme, the toxic masculinity. You know, I would like to highlight that this invention, like patriarchy, was invented by men themselves, like not by women. And from this patriarchy and toxic masculinity, men suffering first themselves, like, and then women, because the aggression inside this masculine circle comes to heads of women like this. But this is a big separate theme, a topic, actually, and about feminism. As for me, for example, I'm from Ukraine, and I was listening to you, and actually I'm agree, because if, for example, I was born as a girl, I lived my life, and throughout this life, because of some circumstances, I had to become a feminist, like I had no choice. To succeed, to survive in some cases, you know. Did they have any other choice, actually? If we wouldn't be a feminist, we wouldn't sit here and we wouldn't talk, like, actually, because even 50 years ago, we had much less rights and opportunities. Talking about medicine, about medical system, it's a very huge topic because men were doctors, you know. Not many women actually would be alive, for example, because many women illnesses till now absolutely not researched like this. And this is other topic. Okay, listen to music. Whose song now?
Okay. I don't know if this song is. Yeah. Okay. This is a song that was released the day before yesterday. So it's really new. And
hot
it's
drop.
Hot drop. And it's by three authors, but I know the name just from one. I am so sorry. Rebecca Lane is a rapper and singer-songwriter from Guatemala, and it's called No Es Moda. So she's singing about feminism. We have to celebrate feminism all year round, not only on the 8th of March, because it's not a trend.
Es una posición política, feminista popular, con la mente crítica, mítica, mística, artísticamente analítica. Por eso mis canciones suenan en sus listas. La agrega porque sabe que luchamos todo el año, ni una menos. Gritamos aunque no esté en el calendario. Estas canciones son memoria histórica. No están de moda, pero siempre clásicas. Si tocas a una, nos tocas a todas. La lucha es ahora, no estamos solas. Feministas todo el año, no es una moda. Comunitaria del sur global, es libertaria, decolonial, revolucionaria, popular, anticarcelaria, revolución en la plaza.
casa, en el barrio, en la cama, nadie ayala las fronteras, traspasan los vecindarios, ser feliz es la venganza, necesaria la esperanza en un sistema que amenaza con matarnos a diario.
Si tocas a una, nos tocas a todas, la lucha es ahora, no estamos solas, feministas todo el año, no es una moda, no es una moda, no, no, no es moda.
De colonial el modo, antirracista es todo, no es institucional, ni blanco y ni modo. Vamos inclusivas, si es capacitista, gordofóbico, abolicionista. ¿Ya te preguntaste si no eres fascista? Aquí el feminismo barrial, periférico, inmigra, comunitario, ecologista. Nunca fue moda, seguimos en lucha continua.
Vamos a quemar, vamos a quemarlo todo. Vamos a quemar, vamos a quemarlo todo. Vamos a quemar, vamos a quemarlo todo.
So we are going on. We have one more guest, as I have heard.
I had this special request while listening to the song that I have found my favorite guest coming as a surprise. So we have here a guest, and this guest, can you sich vorstellen? Wie heißt du?
Rita.
Wie geht's dir?
Gut, und ich bin froh.
Bist du froh?
Ja.
Ist das dein erstes Mal Radio?
Ja.
Was passiert heute? Was hast du heute gesehen?
Heute habe ich gesehen, dass 8. März Radio ist und Frauentag ist.
Ja, und wir machen hier live Radio.
Ja.
Willst du was sagen für die Zuhörer?
Ja.
Was sagst du?
Ich würde mal sagen, alles Gute zum Frauentag und ich freue mich sehr, dass Frauentag ist und dass meine Freundinnen auch ein Mädchen sind halt. Und halt, dass wir uns das sind.
Cool, dass du da bist. Yeah, so we have Rita, the new experience in the radio and having headphones and talking in the microphone. Thank you, Rita. Viel Spaß heute.
Danke.
Wollen wir was verändern? Revolution?
Ja.
Super.
Thank you. Woo! Okay. I remind you all that we are talking about feminism from our own perspectives. We are girls from different countries, from different cultures, and we would like to explore feminism around the world and to understand how in different countries define this even feminism, yes. Girls, I would like to ask you how you personally understand feminism? Because I suppose that the definition and understanding is quite different. So let's prove this. Yeah. Who will begin?
Could you repeat the question?
How do you understand feminism, personally?
كيف أنت بتفهمي موضوع النسوية أو اسم النسوية؟ كيف أنت بتفهمي أو تتقبلي أو يعني من ناحيتك؟
هاي مرة أخرى ورجعنا. طبعا النسوية بالنسبة لي مثل قبل قليل شيء كبير. والاختلاف ماكو اختلاف النسوية أو الرجالية بالنسبة إلي، لأن النسوان مثل الرجال وحقها مثل حق أي أحد تعيش مثل هي ما تريد. أما بالنسبة الاختلاف النسوية بين الأعداد والتقاليد أو غير مدبن هو ماكو أي بالنسبة إلي اختلاف كبير أو مفهوما. إذا النساء هم يفهمون البعض، ما حد يقدر يظلمهم، ما حد يقدر مثل ما يقول أو يدمرهم بحياتهم أو يحارب نفسيا.
The feminism as a topic, it's a very big thing for me. It comes from equality. And what's behind that? It's fighting for her rights. So you started talking about the differences. And as I understand, it's not very different as if we are around the world fighting for our rights. So we will be together stronger to make our own concept about how we find equality and how is feminism.
Thank you. Jay? Who is ready to continue about...
Okay, I think it's, I don't know, for me it's first and foremost a tradition of struggle. So, because sometimes we forget, and I think some of the things that were said already point to it, we forget that feminism is actually a Eurocentric concept, if you want. But we can take it, and we can strategically take it and make it our own and connect it with the struggles of other people. Because I think one of the things that Mariam said about some people living on the land, perhaps indigenous communities also don't want to use a definition, a classical definition of feminism, but they have a lot to say about equality of women, of women rights, right? And in a globalized world, we weren't asked if we want a modern way of life or not, and we have to think about feminism as a place where the struggles of women and Flinta people are being represented, and where they can be ausgehandelt, and where they can be discussed, negotiated. So we can, and feminism is also a possibility to construct something of our own and something that is better.
I will add a little bit to that, that it also means knowing that feminism doesn't look the same way. That's what we're doing, and we have to be open to accepting that the struggles of the other groups are different. And that is what we are also trying to do here, because it's so heterogeneous. It's not only in the international themed, but also within the group itself. And we have to find a way to compromise, to find dialogues, and to actually understand each other. And I think, yeah, those are my two cents.
I think to me, feminism is somehow very simple, simply explained in my head. And I just, for me, it's... Well, feminism, I think it's sometimes for a lot of people a big word, but for me it's just everything about being a woman itself. And by that I mean like unapologetically, to be able to paint my nails, to dance like crazy, like nobody's watching, to show my body, to wear loud high heels and speak also loudly in the public, to make sure that the society doesn't just go on and not notice my existence. And generally just to be a woman and to exist, to be visible, and to exist in a way that cannot be unseen or unheard. I think, yeah, to make it short, feminism to me is just celebrating being a woman and so loud that it bothers the whole inequalities that we go through.
Yeah, to me, it's feminism is to not only a fight or a struggle. Yeah, it is to for more equity, more freedom in expression, and more rights for women. Like in the land, in my country, there are some places where when they talk about the future of the village of the city, women are like in the back, like they don't have their word to say. So it's so more freedom in expressions, more equity. Yeah, for me, it's that.
Thank you, girls, and I would like to add I'm agree with everything, but I would like to add just for me personally, it's about to be a woman in the way I understand this, not some society dictate me some image of right and correct woman of her behavior or some expectation from me, but I would like to live my only life on my terms and be who I want to be. And as someone said, I don't remember from you girls, like to defend a woman is to defend a really God's will. Like maybe it's kind of pathetic, but women give life to people. What could be even more important and we are some vitality itself, you know, and for me feminism is first about respect. I don't know why is it so difficult for people like men to understand that we just want respect, nothing more, in the widest sense of this world. So, girls, music, yeah? We have some singer here with guitar. She is ready to play beautiful music for us.
Yeah. I'm gonna sing is dedicated to women, so we are in the age of
no.
March.
So really?
Let's celebrate us ourselves. Yeah.
Soy na musu, musu maramba, na soy na musu, musu maramba. Soy na musu, musu maramba, na soy na musu, musu maramba. Nyaga nyaga jalola kanuntela bana soy na musu. Sindi farakanu kanuntela bana soy na musu. Imani mani talola kanunte labana soina musu. Jamuta jambulola kanunte labana soina musu maramba. Soina musu. Soina musu. Alale kamusoda, kamusuke barika fendi. Alale kamusoda, kamusuke dunklomae. Musode be president banke, musode be ministri banke. Musode be waliyu banke, muso.
So we're gonna support us each other, like in singing, by singing, yeah. It's easier. Musumaramba, musumaramba, nyaga nyaga jalola kanuntela bana soina musu, musumaramba, sindi farakanu kanuntela bana soina musu. Musumaramba, imani mani talola kanuntela bana soina musu. Jamuta jambulola kanuntela bana soina musu maramba.
So we are going to talking about feminism. Today is March 8th. Women's Day, like every day, not only today. Girls, I have two topics for choice, you know. First, toxic masculinity, the second, patriarchy. you can choose which one. Okay, let's begin with toxic masculinity. What is this for you personally? How did you take it?
بتسأل عن نقطتين. النقطة هو الرجولية المسمومة, المفهوم الرجولي المسموم المضر, والرجولية كنظام بشكل عام, النظام الرجولي. فبتختاري إذا بدك إنه تحكي عن النقطة الأولى اللي هي عن الرجولية المسمومة اللا تطاق, يعني شو بالنسبة لك؟
أوكي, شكرا مريم, الصوت كان حلو. على مود السؤال, الرجولية بالنسبة إلي أكثر من الرجولة اللي يؤذون النساء, اللي هم مو بس السم, هم نوع من المادة الكيميائية يدخل على جسم المرأة يقاتلها محاربة النفسية. أكثر شيء على الرجولة ما عندي أي تعليق أحكي به, لأن ما شفت نوع من الرجال يحمي المرأة أو يساندها, أو إلا يكون بها نقطة الضعف يضرب بها المرأة أي ما كان بها الضرب.
I try to say some notes that I have wrote. Toxic masculinity is for me is like a chemical concept that goes around a female body. It kills a woman every time it's around her. Even this kind of toxic masculinity, even some of them who always as well. Part of their masculinity is to say we want to protect women, so it's not that unless they want to use her for their own benefits. So there is no
طبعا هاي يعني رأي بالنسبة لي, يعني يمكن أكو اختلاف, أكو رجال زينين عندهم الرجولة سندوا للمرأة يساعدوها بكل شيء, بس أني من ناحيتي أحكي عن بلدي وعن نفسي أكثر شيء.
So what I have described, it's just talking for my own personal opinion based on where I came from. Of course there is good men, and of course there is a feminist one or supportive one, but what I'm talking is about the toxic masculinity and men in my own country.
بس هل قد أقدر أحكي في الموضوع؟
I can't talk about this topic right now.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Lana, for what you said. I think it's important, this kind of image that it's within the word, right? Toxic masculinity, and you say it's kind of a venom or a chemical. And it's important to know maybe that this concept is differentiating from another masculinity. We are not saying all masculinities are bad. Actually, feminism is good for all, even for men. But we are saying toxic masculinity is the point where masculinity turns into something that it's bad for you and for your body. As you said, it's bodies is really important. It's a really important topic within this concept, I think. And I know many persons that don't like this concept just because it kind of throws a how do you say schuld? accusation or fault for men, but it's not about that. It's just about recognizing dynamics that are really bad for the conviviality, for the living together. If we want to live together, how do we want to have these dynamics? How do we want to live? How do we want to be treated, right? And I think, for example, in Latin American context, it's really clear toxic masculinity is when we are talking about femicides, when we're talking about men that are controlling women and her bodies. It's also when we are talking about controlling women health rights, and I would say it's a really important matter for feminism, and we have to talk about it.
I would like to add to that
For what I don't like about this term is that we, because it goes to the extremes, it doesn't show the, how do you say, the nuances? Like the Mati, is that an English word? Okay, nice. Okay, of what every form of aggressive behavior that you can have within masculinity, and